Ours to Protect on iRadio.
How could I forget to mention the bicycle is a good invention?
Although we're not sure, it's estimated there's over 1 billion bikes in the world. In fact, bikes are produced at a rate 2 times higher than cars. But roughly 15 million bikes are discarded by their owners every year. And unsurprisingly, many of these unwanted bikes end up in landfills. So this week I'm chatting to Ger Loughlin from Salins Bikes about the services they offer to upgrade and give your old bike a new lease of life. Ger, what are the services you offer at Salins Bikes?
So Salins Bikes, we will kind of repair, rebuild, fix any kind of make, model or bike.
Do you find that more commonly there's, say, cables, brakes, or do you come across all sorts of problems?
I think, you know, it really is all sorts. So, you would have the what we call the casual biker who might have the bike sitting in the shed for the past year and decides that they want to get it going again. And they might need just a basic service, a new chain, new brake pads, just get it up and running and safe again. And then you might have the serious bikers who will want their annual service and they want everything gone through and working perfectly because they're going out and they're cycling 100K every second day. So it's a mix. But I think I even find in this area with all the work that's going on the Grand Canal Greenway, a lot of people are just getting back on their bikes. And they're getting the bike fixed and they're getting the kids' bikes fixed. And, you know, definitely there's a lot of demand in this area for bike repairs.
Although it's not finished yet, Ger Loughlin tells us about the Grand Canal Greenway that passes through Salins.
So, I mean, the Grand Canal Greenway is, when it's all ultimately finished, it's going to link Dublin with the Shannon in Shannon Harbour and County Offaly. It'll be 132 kilometres. And will be Ireland's longest greenway. At the moment, it is under construction, and it's under construction in sections. So, you know, I'd say we could be maybe 2 years away from it being fully completed. You know, some areas are done, but, you know, as I often say to people, the Grand Canal has been there for 240 years with a towpath alongside. Even if it's not upgraded, you can get on your bike and you can go and cycle or you can go for a walk. So, you know, it's been there for a long time. It's just getting a makeover.
Yeah, it's no more like the Wild Atlantic Way. It's always been there, but someone has just put in these signposts and the demand.
Yeah.
Cycling is a way to get fit and healthy, but it's also a form of travel with zero emissions. Ger from Salins Bikes tells us some of the things to look out for when buying a bike.
Well, you know, I think definitely where you plan to cycle is a key factor. You know, if you're just in a town or in a city and you just want it for running around, you've got a lot of options. You don't need to have front suspension. You know, you don't need to have big, heavy, hybrid off-road tires. So where you're going to cycle should determine what kind of bike you want. Or if you want to join a cycling club and get out on the road every weekend, with a gang of people, then again, you want a different kind of bike. You know, you want a road bike, you want a racing bike, you want something that's light. And they tend to be the more expensive bikes. But there's a lot of good value for bikes in that 400 to 700 euro range to suit everybody.
Getting out on your bike is also a fun activity for you and your friends or family. And if you don't own a bike, Ger and the team at Salins Bikes offer a rent-a-bike service that you can take out on the Grand Canal Greenway.
We launched Grand Canal Greenway bikehire.ie towards the end of last year. We're located in Salins. You know, it's a great location. It's right on the Greenway. It's accessible from public transport. We've got the train link from Dublin. It's a great location for bike hire. This time of year, we get a lot of people just walking in. They're looking for a bike, sometimes just for a couple of hours. And we'll do that. Not everyone is a fit cyclist. There's some really nice classic Italian bikes and kids' bikes for teenagers.
Yeah, I suppose if it's a gorgeous day out there and you're looking for something to do in the outdoors, you can definitely pop in and just rent a bike on the day.
Yeah, you can call in, or you can go onto the website. You can just book your bike online as well. You know, the tourism offering in Kildare, there hasn't been a lot of bike hire available. So I'm finding now we're starting to get people coming in from people on holidays. They're staying in a local hotel. They'll Google what to do in the local area. They'll find us. They'll book a bike and they'll experience the Greenway. There's a lot of interesting things along the way. If you know your canal history, you know, from the waterworks at the Morell River, which is the very first source of water of the Grand Canal, to Arthur Guinness's grave is beside the canal in Oopdraard Cemetery. So, you know, definitely there are things along the way. I think cycling in Ireland in general, it has been increasing and will continue to increase, because, you know, it's not only about the infrastructure that's been put in on greenways, it's cycle lanes in towns and cities that are going in. From the point of view of, you know, environmental impact, you can't do any better than get on a bike when it comes to transport. It's a zero carbon way of getting around. You don't have to put fuel in it, and it's going to get you fit. Just if anyone wants to hire a bike or needs a bike repaired, you'll find us at salonsbikes.ie.
To listen back to this episode or previous episodes of Ours to Protect, check out iradio.ie/Ours to Protect and get in touch on ourstoprotect@iradio.ie.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión Na Mban with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.